Welcome to the Countless Screaming Argonauts Chronicles. One topic, two voices, 3 minutes each.
Starting now, I'm telling the truth. I'm finished with lies. Lies. If you don't believe me now, you'll never believe me now.
On this episode of Chronicles, we tackle the question of the national speed limit. Max, is it time to reinstate the national speed limit like we did back in the 70s?
Well, I'm torn on this one because statistically it's significant to lower the speed limit for all cars by 10 miles an hour. It saves, I don't know the statistics, but it...
167,000 barrels of gas a day.
All right.
So you're talking about 1 million gallons a week, essentially.
Yeah.
1 million barrels a week.
1 million barrels a week.
Right. That's all we ask, 1 million barrels a week.
I just posted something on my blog about Jimmy Carter and all of his good ideas from 1977, from a speech he made. And we did save a lot of oil and pushed back this crisis for a long time. And I think Carter was great for taking on the future, as opposed to every president since then who's just pretended that we weren't headed towards peak oil. So on the one hand, yeah, we should do everything we can to save oil. On the other hand, I like to drive fast.
And you got the car for it.
Well, I have a Mustang, which goes fast. I haven't peaked it yet. I haven't pegged it yet. But I know it goes 115 miles an hour.
Right.
And that's fun. I also know that if you have more than two speeding tickets within a 12-month period in New York State, not only do you have to pay your fines and the state surcharges, which adds up to about $300, but there's an additional driver utility fee or some such bullshit like that,
right,
to the tune of $300 more.
So there's a financial incentive,
yes,
to stay within the laws.
Well, and that's how they would do this if they did change the law to 55 miles an hour.
Right.
I do think it'd be good for the country, but I don't want to go slow. So I'm really torn on this issue. What do you think?
Well, you know, to throw a metaphor out there, I think that this is where the rubber meets the road, so to speak.
Brilliant.
If you're going to sit there and you're going to say, we have to cut down our use of oil, if you're going to say, I'm tired of paying those foreigners for oil, if you're going to say, we need to do something, then this is something tangible that we can do.
Yeah.
All right? And I think that knowing that it would be temporary would be a possibility. Knowing that besides saving gas, you're saving lives. For every mile an hour, the speed limit slows down. I think they say that you save 500 lives in highway deaths.
Wow.
All right. So you're talking about an additional 4,000 or 5,000 people surviving because you cut the speed limit 10 miles an hour.
But if you want to take that argument to its extreme, which I always like to do, if you go 0 miles an hour, nobody dies.
Get a bike, you know, get a bicycle.
Yeah.
So, you know, so it's out there. So I'm not so negative on it. If they want to cut the speed limit down to 55, I'm not wholly and totally opposed to that. I have more issues with them telling me I have to wear my seatbelt than them telling me that I have to drive 55.
Yeah.
Myself, my own personal feeling.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. That gets back to two points for me. One is that my dad doesn't believe in seatbelts, and I do, but I don't like to see the government force him to wear a seatbelt when he believes that the seatbelt is dangerous, and technically he's right. A certain number of people are killed by the seatbelts every year, and if he wants to make his choice in favor of not wearing it, I think he should be allowed to do that. But more directly is the corrupting influence of money in our government. You know that the insurance companies are involved in these seatbelt laws. And if there were no insurance companies, there'd be no seatbelt laws, there'd be no helmet laws, and the world would be a little more libertarian. I'm not the first one to scream libertarianism. I think the libertarians in large part are nuts. But I know that when big industries, big business gets involved with money and politicians, things go the way of the business and never go the way of the individual. Now I'm telling the truth, I'm finished with lies.